Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in the operations area where we're keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian. The official clock at NHC on the wall, it's 9 o'clock Eastern. Here's the latest update. So the latest winds, 145 miles an hour, very powerful hurricane moving west at 12 miles an hour. So let's start off with the satellite. You can definitely see the eye right there in the center and also see really a lot of the storms right around the eye as well, signifying a very strong storm. So really getting continuing to have that little bit of strengthening, still very strong. We continue to look at those warm waters and some of that energy. And we've mentioned this several times about the health of the storm, and incredibly healthy. You start having that warm water, the energy coming up through the center of the storm. And we also look at the structure of the storm. You start seeing these areas at the top of the storm where these high clouds come out of the top. That means it's breathing. That means it's very healthy. So that signifies continuing to maintain the strength. Another thing that we look at, the NOAA Hurricane Hunters, we also have the Air Force out there as well, but I did have a radar image from the P3 NOAA Hurricane Hunters, real heroes. Give us the data that we need. They go right into the middle of this storm to give us an incredible amount of data. This is the radar from that aircraft that's out in the middle of the storm in the eye. And you can see that eye wall as the plane flies through it. But you can also see sometimes this secondary eye wall. We keep an eye on that, and that because that can affect the intensity. So we look at that structure. We're constantly looking at that structure because it helps us make this forecast. And if you think about it, look how the tropical storm force winds are now extending out over 100 miles from the center. These are the hurricane force winds right around the center as well. So you can't always think about this as just the center. You have to think about how far the winds stretch out. So a couple things to note here. One of them is the slowdown. We see these systems, when they start to turn, they slow down. In this case, we have it forecast at 2 miles an hour when it makes that turn. Unfortunately, that's devastating for portions of the Bahamas. So we want to spend some time talking about that. That's wind, that's rain, very dangerous situation. If it turns a little earlier, if we see that slowdown, that means we can see a track on that side of the cone. If it turns a little later, we'll watch that slowdown. If it happens later, it could travel on that side of the cone. That's why the cone is so incredibly important as we look forward to this storm in the extended period of time. Even Georgia and the Carolinas seeing some of the impacts from the rain, seeing some of the impacts from the wind as well. Let's look at some of those impacts. One of them is that rainfall. Look at these values. 6 to 10 inches of rain on the immediate coast, not only Florida, but Georgia into the Carolinas. Again, be careful really looking at just these lines because that can shift in either direction depending on that track. But look at the Bahamas, very serious situation, 15 to 20 inches of rain because of that slow movement, and some of those values could even be higher than that. So we're keeping an eye on the rain, also storm surge. We're working on those calculations as well with time. So this has been the latest update from Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.